At Monday night's meeting of the Committee of the Whole, City Manager Rob DuMichel and Jan Kaiser, Director of the Department of Public Works, presented their road maintenance financial plan, a method for assessing and authorizing city road improvements through the Homer Accelerated Roads and Trails Fund. During the regular meeting, the council passed that resolution, accepting the plan. Public comments at the meeting were almost all in support of Ordinance 21-23, which would restrict motorized watercraft from launching or landing on city-owned beaches. The ordinance was introduced and had its first reading on Monday night. It is scheduled for a second reading on April 26th. Michael Herzog and John Mosier presented to council on Northern Edge military exercises scheduled for Cook Inlet and Kachemak Bay May 3rd through the 14th. The joint operation takes place every other year, engaging as many as 10,000 people and over 300 aircraft over 42,000 square miles. In response to public testimony opposing the exercise because of its potential damage to marine mammals and wildlife, Mosier said Northern Edge does often use sonar systems and live explosives, but attempts to use them only in selected areas, and said that he will not know which specific methods they will be using until the exercise begins. Tim Dillon, Executive Director of the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, also presented to council and invited everyone to see a more detailed presentation on the economic situation on the peninsula at the Homer Chamber of Commerce this morning, Tuesday, at 10 a.m. You can also attend the meeting on Zoom. According to Dillon, KPED spent the last year assisting businesses, individuals, and municipalities with accessing COVID grant funding. Dillon says KPED facilitated about $198 million coming to the peninsula in relief funds from March 2020 until now. KPED has conducted thousands of surveys over the last several months. Dillon said their data show lack of broadband has been identified as a major problem on the peninsula, also lack of public transportation and pre-K child care. In response to the economic downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, KPED has established a site to link people on the peninsula to employment, job training, and scholarships. Check out that site at KenaiPeninsulaWorkforce.org. And in Mayor Ken Kastner's report to council, Kastner announced that the city won a lawsuit on Friday in Alaska Supreme Court. The case, a matter of zoning brought by Frank Griswold of Homer, Kastner said the decision depended upon there being a difference between a conditional use permit and a variance. Alaska Supreme Court decided for the city of Homer that yes, a conditional use permit in this case and variance are functionally the same thing. The next meeting of the Homer City Council will be on April 26th at 6 p.m. That meeting will be broadcast live at kbbi.org. Reporting on the Homer City Council, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.